The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Yours truly, John Conte, and starring Dan Duryea. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for savings bonds presented by this station as a public service. May it be a reminder that thrift is the key to financial security. Make your future secure through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds, the finest investment in the world. Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra start the entertainment with a special arrangement of the Mexican Hat Dance. Now from Hollywood, here's our special guest, the popular and talented young star of motion pictures, Dan Duryea. He appears in a special sketch, The Fighting Doctor, written for Guest Star by Harry Lawrence. To introduce the play, here's our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
When young Dr. Mason came to Farmdale, he bought out the practice of old Dr. Crawford. But the folks in this conservative community resented the new young doctor and his modern ways. So Dr. Mason had practically nothing to do but talk to his nurse and receptionist.
Ruth, what's the matter with these people? Don't they ever get sick?
Certainly. This reception room was always crowded when Dr. Crawford was here.
Well, why don't they come to Dr. Mason?
Because they resent the way you do things. For instance, you told Mrs. Allison there was nothing the matter with her.
There wasn't.
I know that. But Mrs. Allison is the type who craves a little sympathy now and then. Dr. Crawford has humored her for years.
I don't believe in that.
Well, that's it. You see, you're too modern, too efficient. Dr. Crawford used a stethoscope. We use an electrocardiograph.
Yes, and with all my fine equipment, I'm going broke.
Why did you come to Farndale in the first place?
Because this community needs a doctor. Since Dr. Crawford is retired, the nearest physician is in Daneville, 18 miles away.
Well, that's only 30 minutes by car.
Yes, but when your child is choking with the croup, that can be about 20 minutes too late. So I'm staying. I fought my way through high school, through college, and through medical school. I've never been licked yet. This isn't the end of the fight, Ruth. It's only the middle of the first round.
Well, hope you're right.
Probably a wrong number.
Dr. Mason's office. Yes? What? Oh, that's terrible. Yes, right away. The Farmers Bank has been held up. Two men have been shot. They want you there right away.
Thanks, Ruth. Start the sterilizer. Get the operating table ready. This may be my opportunity.
What about it, Doctor?
There's nothing I can do for the cashier. He's dead.
Poor Tom. How about the holdup man?
Well, this one's badly wounded, but he's alive. The other one got away. There's a stretcher in my car. Have somebody bring it in.
Let him lie there. He's a crook.
Yeah, he's a murderer. He killed Tom Bailey. Let that fellow stay right where he is.
I can't. It's my duty to save this man if I can. Go on, bring me that stretcher.
Not me.
Don't look at me. I ain't helping no murderer.
Then get out of my way. I'll get him to the office myself. Ruth, all set in the operating room? I have a patient here.
Yes, that's ready. Oh, who is it?
One of the robbers. The other one got away.
But they said two people were shot.
Yes, this man and the bank cashier. The cashier was killed.
Not Tom Bailey. Oh, Tom's my cousin. Where is he on the phone?
Wait, Ruth, I need you here.
But Tom, he's my only cousin.
Sorry, believe me, but this man is bleeding from three bullet wounds. You're the only surgical nurse in town. You'll have to stay.
But this man killed my cousin.
You're not a judge or a jury. You're a nurse.
Oh, no. Now, let
me go. You took the Florence Nightingale pledge, remember? You stood up in your white uniform and you swore, I solemnly pledge myself before God and this assembly to do what? To run off and leave a dying patient?
No. No, you're right, Doctor. My duty was here.
Good girl. Now, get the man ready. Start giving him plasma, penicillin.
Yes.
Whether anybody likes it or not, I'm going to fight this man through. Well, I guess that does it, Ruth. We didn't leave any saws or chisels inside him, did we?
No, Doctor. You were wonderful. If he lives, he can thank you for it.
Well, the townspeople won't like that, but we've both done something to be proud of.
Oh, look out the window. A crowd of people coming here. Looks like a mob.
You stay with the patient. I'll take care of the mob. All right. What do you want? Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Howdy, Doc. How's the patient?
Well, Sheriff, barring complications, he'll recover.
Well, I sure am glad of that. You see, he wasn't one of the robbers after all.
Well, I'll be darned.
He just happened to walk in the bank same time a robber did, and he's a stranger around here, so we just naturally jumped to conclusions.
Well, who is the man?
Al Garfield's a cattleman from Idaho, coming here to buy cattle. You grabbed him up in such a hurry, he left his coat behind. That's how we found out.
Doc, I guess I sort of owe you an apology.
Forget it, fella. I know exactly how you felt, and I don't blame you.
Hey, Doc, well, while I'm here, I wish you'd look at my knee. It's been bothering me.
Certainly, Sheriff. Come on in.
Doc, I've been having dizzy spells lately. Could you...
Step right in, sir.
Oh, Doc, have you got something for a cold?
Come on in, all of you. Oh, Ruth, more chairs for the reception room. Round one is over. Round two is coming up.
curtain speech, here again is our star, Dan Duryea.
Well, friends, since our little play ended, I'm not a doctor any longer. But just as a layman, I can give you one medical fact, and that's this. Worry is the cause of our ill. Financial worries are particularly tough on the nervous system, and that's why I'm such a strong believer in United States savings bonds. With a nest egg of savings bonds tucked away, you can be serene, knowing that your money is safe, there when you need it. And you know, too, that every $3 that you've saved that way will bring you back an extra dollar in just 10 years. With a tidy reserve and savings bonds, you can make a lot of dreams come true. College for the children, a home of your own, perhaps a fund for your own retirement. And the beauty of it is you can buy savings bonds automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work, or, if you're your own boss, through a bond-a-month plan where you bank. So take my tip and start building your future today with savings bonds, the finest investment in the world. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, Dan Duryea. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra conclude the show with a special arrangement of Lady of the Evening. Last quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. Our guest today was the popular young Hollywood star, Dan Duryea, to whom we say thanks for a fine performance. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us then. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to buy Savings Bonds regularly.